Hey everyone, welcome back. We've got some really compelling market data to dive into today. CoinGlass just flagged a critical downside risk for Bitcoin right around the $73,786 mark. And honestly, it's got a lot of traders on the edge of their seats.
Absolutely. And the numbers behind it are quite telling. The data shows that if Bitcoin slips below that threshold, it could trigger the forced liquidation of over $1.29 billion in leveraged long position across major centralized exchanges.
Wow, that's a massive amount of borrowed capital sitting on the line. It basically creates what analysts call a liquidity magnet. The market is so heavily skewed toward bullish bets right now that this level is practically pulling price action toward it.
Exactly. To understand why, you have to look at how liquidation heat maps work. They aggregate order book and open interest data to pinpoint exact price levels where traders' margins will run out, forcing automated systems to close those positions.
So if bearish pressure actually pushes Bitcoin down to $73,786, those automated liquidation engines kick in and start forced selling. I can just imagine how fast that could escalate.
It really can. That's what we call a liquidation cascade. The initial sell-offs drive prices lower, which triggers even more liquidations. It can lead to rapid price dislocations and, in extreme cases, even strain exchange infrastructure.
And let's be honest, a breach like that would completely flip the mood in the crypto community. We'd likely see sentiment shift from optimistic to outright panicked in a matter of hours.
That's a fair point. For active traders, this data underscores a significant downside risk and really highlights how fragile the current long side positioning is. It's a clear warning sign that needs respect.
So what should traders actually do about it? If you're holding longs, it might be wise to dial back the leverage or widen your stop losses so you don't get swept up in that cascade.
Precisely. On the flip side, bearish traders might be eyeing that $73,786 level as a potential target for short positions. But I want to be clear, this liquidation map is a snapshot of derivatives positioning, not a crystal ball.
Right, it's not a price prediction. Bitcoin's broader trajectory will still be heavily influenced by macroeconomic data, regulatory news, and institutional money flows.
Exactly. However, the sheer scale of that $1.29 billion cluster does suggest the market is over-leveraged and vulnerable to a sharp correction if bulls can't defend this level.
It's definitely a lot to keep an eye on, but you're right. Staying informed and playing it smart is key.
Ultimately, monitoring derivatives data and prioritizing strict risk management are essential strategies for navigating crypto volatility. It's the best way to protect your capital and avoid the pitfalls of excessive leverage.